Dear friends in Jesus Christ, the gospel say about get ready, stay awake. We are in the month of Commonwealth Games. Get ready, start. So, living with the expectancy. Today's gospel speaks about how to live with the expectation, or better to say, live with the hope. All the three readings speak about how we can live with a hope. A man fell off a cliff. Fortunately or unfortunately, he was hanging dangerously from a tree branch. All stunned, cried out, God, help me, please help me. I'm going to die. God answered, have faith and I will protect you. Let go of the branch. And the man thinks for a moment, stunned, cried out, and said, is there anyone else up there? So living with the expectancy, our life is really a life of waiting. Waiting for someone, waiting for something, waiting for things to change. Most of us do not like waiting. When we go to the shopping center, we don't wait for a long time at the groceries in the line. Or when we call the GP, we don't want to wait for a long time. Everywhere, we do not want to have that waiting. We become impatient, even angry, waiting in our day-to-day life. But waiting in the future is more terrible. We do not know what will happen. Actually, when we came in this church, the pipe was leaking. We do not know what is going to happen this week, whether they come and repair it. Waiting in the future sometimes often brings fear, anxiety about the things that will happen. Today the gospel says, actually the reading is according to Luke. This has three parts. The first part is actually Jesus speak about the money, the one who lost his money. And the second two parts speak about the advent. Waiting is an advent. So the true waiting is expecting what we have not seen. After the Mass, we do not know what is going to happen. After many years, we do not know what is going to happen. The Psalm number 5, we have to sing every time, O Lord, in the morning I hear your voice. This is an expectation. Again, Psalm number 27 say, wait for the Lord, take courage. So waiting does not mean a laziness. Waiting means take courage. It's just like a bird flying against the wind with all its courage and power. From morning till evening, we have to take our power and fly against the wind, the current. That is expectation. God can change anything, everything within a moment. That was said in the Bible, the Dead Sea. People had no answer when they departed from Egypt to Canaan. All of a sudden, the Dead Sea was opened. Jordan, the same thing. God can change anything because He is the God of surprise, the God of miracles. The first thing is that we are on the way. The expecting man should know, first of all, he is on his way. That's what we say, homo viator. We are walking. We are on the way. We are on the move. It is an internal call. Expectation is an internal call, or hope is an internal call. That's what in Hebrew it says, kwach. Kwach means expectation, walking. And secondly, expectation means it needs to be completed. Just to take the example of the Commonwealth game, the people on run, and whether he wants or not, he has to complete it. Therefore, he is waiting for his chance. Yesterday, the relay, the hurdles. So, the second is it need to be completed. And thirdly, we need to take our strength. We need to fly, but in the ways of the Lord, the ways what the God says. I happened to visit a house for the house blessing. It was a small house. I saw so many furnitures in the small house. I asked her, why do you collect all the furnitures? It's a small house. She said to me, Father Anthony, you know, we don't live for a long time. We are moving. I said, where? She said, I don't know. But I'm sure that we will change. We will go. She does not know anything, but the family has brought, because it is belief in the promises of God. We need to prepare. Expectation is a gift of God. Not all people, some people become depressed because they don't see anything in future. A Christian cannot be a depressed person because he or she has been given the gift of the Lord to look with the expectation, with the hope. It is a gift to look at the promises of God. The promises of God is within us. Each and everyone in this church, including myself and Bob, the altar service, all people, we are the promises of God with so much expectation and the hope, the gift of God. That's what the first reading said. The story of Abraham. Abraham expected and trusted And they went together, Sarah, Abraham, they went together. The one who expects is always patient. His patience, he believes that there is a Lord who can change. And the expectation gives us self-confidence. Those who have no expectation lose their self-image, self-confidence. Because Abraham trusted without knowing further. Future. There was a famine, which is not said in the Bible today's reading. The famine brought Abraham and Sarah to go to Egypt. There will be terrible difficulties. That difficulties should take us to move together, go further. Maybe our health, wealth, energy. Abraham and Sarah knew that it must be God's plan. God kept his promises. Abraham took God at his word. So every time we need to say, God, I am expecting in your promise. Start expecting not negativity, start expecting God's promise and the positivity. From morning, take a time to be with God. God, I am trying to fulfill the promises what you have implanted in me. Sometimes the relationship won't function. Sometimes the medical report may not be right, but there is the God. Ask the God. It's just like a farmer waiting for the rain. It is just like our players waiting for stay awake, keeping God's promises. Amen.